Joining me in studio today is John Doherty, pilot for Southwest Airlines. And full disclosure, John's my next-door neighbor here in Fort Collins, so thanks for making the long drive, man.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. So, a pilot, captain, first officer?
Captain.
Captain. Yeah. And you're still flying.
We are,
yeah. And, I mean, Southwest is flying, but you're flying, and it's been obviously a whole lot of changes in the industry over the past, you know, few weeks, couple of months.
Absolutely.
So, tell me about the first memory you have of hearing about COVID-19, coronavirus, and kind of what your thoughts were and what the airline was telling you or what you guys were thinking about.
Well, the first I heard about it, obviously, was just reading the news back in January. Didn't think much about it because we've had the avian flu here, the H1N1. Been through that in my career. But heading towards February and certainly the beginning of March, I guess it was beginning of March where it really started sitting in the first week. Our loads started getting lighter. It was always a question people get on the airplane. Hey, what are you guys doing to keep the airplanes clean?
So what were some of the first things you had to deal with in terms of either cleanliness or turning around? Because you need to turn around an aircraft pretty quick.
That's correct.
And you got passengers who have concerns. And how did you deal with those? And what kind of passenger interactions or concerns or incidents did you have kind of from the beginning?
My job being in the cockpit is behind a closed door. It's a secure door. So what I do, it really hasn't changed all that much. It's more in the back of the cabin that they've gone through the changes. I mean, for example, now we've gotten an exemption from the FAA. The flight attendants do not have to sit in their jump seats any longer because that puts two flight attendants within, you know, a foot of each other.
Okay.
So they even have their own social distancing on the aircraft. They've roped off basically the first and the last row of each aircraft for the flight attendants to be able to sit in during the taxi takeoff and landing.
Now, and this brings a whole bunch of new questions to me. So at some point in time, when you were still having some loads, did you quit putting people in middle seats, or how did you keep people apart in the cabin? Were there any procedures for that?
No, not originally.
Darn it! I'm looking for any way of getting rid of the middle seats.
It did set up. I mean, the airlines obviously that are do assigned seating will do that. They will not assign the middle seats any longer, to my knowledge. But at Southwest, as you may know, we've always had open seating. So the flight attendants do instruct the passengers that do come on the airplane to please spread out,
okay.
Feel free. We haven't had the loads where those middle seats become an issue anymore anyway.
Now, I don't know if you saw it, and I think Steve Chavis, who shares the morning show with me, turned me onto this over the weekend. And apparently NBC or somebody had a video camera on a Southwest flight, and the purser or the head flight attendant is doing the safety announcements. And at the end of the safety announcement, the flight attendant looks at the cabin and says, "Welcome aboard, Bob." And there's one guy on the plane.
Right. Yeah, that's unfortunately been the case quite often lately. In fact, Southwest, I know we've had a week or two where we've had more than one flights with no passengers at all.
2 months ago, 3 months ago, you were flying. What aircraft do you fly?
737. That's the same air. You know, that's the only type airplane that Southwest flies.
All right.
Boeing 737. There are different variants of it, but it's the same aircraft.
All right. And so I'm assuming whichever variant means you got 173 people on board or 157.
Absolutely.
Or what are your, so generally, what are you flying when you're full?
When we're full on the smaller 700 series 737, it's 143. Seat capacity, and then the larger 800 series is 175. So you were right there.
All right. What's the lightest load you've had before you came home?
Personally, I've had 3 passengers on board. So, have a crew of 5, and then you have 3
and
passengers.
And you have to have the 5, right?
That's correct, right.
So you got 5 crew and 3 passengers.
3 passengers, yeah.
Tell me about flying a 737 with 3 people on.
You know, it's interesting. My whole career, just about any time I've flown, the aircraft has had at least a half load on it, if not more, plus all the fuel. Now we're flying aircraft around that are very, very light, and it's actually kind of fun. It's like driving a sports car. The aircraft performs very well. It gets right off the runway, gets right up to altitude. It's fun. Let me put it this way. If there's any silver lining in any of this, it's being able to fly the aircraft light and get the performance out of it. But I'd much rather be flying full aircraft. So.
Yeah. Tell me about going through an airport now.
It's really eerie. To show up the start of my pairing, start of my trip, and to see nobody online at the TSA, and then to go downstairs and get on the train and maybe I'm the only person on the train car. You know, 14 years of flying out of Denver and getting on a subway by myself to get from the main terminal to Concourse C is a very eerie feeling.
Wow. Well, you're going out again?
I do. I start my next trip this upcoming Thursday.
All right, man. Good luck. Have fun. Keep it cool. And thanks for sticking around for us and keep us safe in the air.
Well, thanks for what you guys provide. It's wonderful to have you on air. Thank you.
John Doherty is captain for Southwest Airlines and the next door neighbor. So have a safe drive home, man.
Thanks, George.